question of the desire for term limits of the presidency has been entirely unanimous right from the time the 1995 constitution was made. And you can understand why it would have such a unanimous support. It is because Uganda, from the time it became a country, it has never had peaceful transfer of power from one leader to another. Every leader has come into office with bombs, and every leader has departed being chased by bombs. And Ugandans are very anxious to have that cycle of violence end.
So, as you know, Dr. Besigye, 2016 is coming around. Where does the opposition stand in terms of how the opposition is going to approach the elections coming in 2016?
Where the entire political opposition in terms of political parties and civil society organizations, they are all unanimous in demanding for fundamental political reforms ahead of any other election. And this is, again, for the same reasons that I have just been talking about, that we have not had peaceful transfer of power. So we have to restructure the state in order to create independent institutions of state that can mediate political processes, so that then political parties can equitably compete for power. And unless that happens, any election is a fraud.
And so, Dr. Besigye, where do you see yourself? Do you hope to run again for the presidency?
I have, on my own part, as a person that has been contesting elections in the last three general elections, I have made it abundantly clear that I will never participate in any elections organized under the current regime of organizing elections, where you have the incumbent, Mr. Museveni, being a contestant and a judge at the same time, where you have the military being used and security institutions to fight for the protection of the incumbent.